Heritage Park in Westerville is officially open and is suitable for youth ages 5 to 12. The new design was selected by the majority of citizens due to its visual appeal and modern components that support participation by youth with varying ability levels. Gambier says their village office phone lines are down. The service is expected to be restored by Monday. If you need assistance from the village of Gambier through the end of the day today, please email the village at utilityclerk@villageofgambier.org. Village leaders apologize for any inconvenience. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says work is well underway to get the city computer network back online after the ransomware attack that the city discovered July 18th. Columbus successfully prevented the cyber criminals from encrypting their system, which would have locked them out. Currently, 70% of the city's systems have been fully restored. But so far, there's been no timeline posted on them. They expect to have full restoration. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. ODOT says work continues on the Fernwood Crossing Bridge expansion. Last week, three sides of the roundabout reopened, restoring traffic flow similar to pre-construction patterns. The bridge expansion is for the replacement of the Cherry Valley Bridge along a new roadway alignment in the city of Newark. OSP joined forces with other members of that six state trooper project earlier this month to focus on criminal patrol and drug interdiction. During the four-day project, Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers made 54 felony arrests for drugs, recovered 13 illegal firearms. Collectively, troopers in all six states made 441 felony drug busts and recovered 40 illegal firearms. The Ohio Division of Wildlife encourages Ohio sportsmen and women to join in celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day tomorrow. Ohioans have many options to get outside tomorrow as the annual white-tailed deer archery hunting season opens statewide. Hunting season for squirrel and doves already open. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.